Hello, it's Harrow Geordie again with another one of my occasional audio boos. Today I'm reviewing a piece of equipment which is a Bluetooth speaker, and it's the Cambridge Audio Minx Go. I'm just going to do a brief review of the product, explain a little about it, and demonstrate how you pair a device with it and play some music. So first of all, about the product itself, it's available in the UK from Richer Sounds, which is a chain of hi-fi stores primarily specialising in budget hi-fi, I would suggest, or budget to mid-price. They have the exclusive distribution rights for Cambridge Audio gear in the UK. The unit itself is about the size of a small-ish portable DAB radio. It's quite heavy because it's got a rechargeable battery in it, and it's therefore also, it's not difficult to hold in your hand, but you won't just, it hasn't got a handle on, so it's a bit of a pain to carry. It's got three buttons on the top, volume up and down, and a power button in the middle, which also acts as the pairing button. So I'll power it up. I'm doing this in our garden, by the way, just to demonstrate. And I'm going to pair my iPod Touch, which hasn't been paired with it yet. So and then turn the Bluetooth on, and then we'll stick it in pairing mode, and you'll hear that noise, which indicates that it's off into pairing mode. The Cambridge Audio Minx Go can remember 8 devices, so it can be paired with up to 8 at once, but obviously one's going to take precedence over the other, or you'll need to disconnect one before you play the other. So we turn it on. So we've got the Minx Go here. And that noise means that it's connected. And now we're free to play some music.
One new item.
Here we go. Sound is quite meaty, I'd say, for the size of device. It's got 2 drive units in the front, and then what they call a bass radiator at the back, which is a bass driver with a plastic cover over it. When you're playing it, the unit does vibrate quite a lot, especially when it's at a reasonable volume like that. It's got a rechargeable battery in it, and Cambridge Audio claim 18 hours listen time at moderate volume. I can't confirm or deny that yet, but what I would say is we've only charged ours once when we got it, and we've used it a bit, and it hasn't been charged since. Sound quality's pretty good, and it costs £100, so I'd say it's a little steep perhaps. You can get cheaper Bluetooth speakers, but this is at the mid-end of the market, I'd say, and its direct competition is something like the Logitech UE Boom, which is a very different shape and design. Possibly sounds a little bit better, but then it's £60 more, so you pays your money, you takes your choice. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this. This is Harrow Geordie signing off for now.